Hey, good morning. Thanks for listening. Happy Monday, 4/22/24. Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus. Time for some entertainment news. Your Hollywood update. Kevin Bacon visited the Utah High School where Footloose was filmed 40 years ago. The event followed a social media campaign led by students who wanted Kevin Bacon to attend their prom before the school was relocated. Kevin Bacon talked about the commitment the students of the school showed by working to get him to come back. Here he is.
When I just first heard about this Bacon to Payson thing, I was like, wow, this is crazy. But you were all just tireless, unrelenting in your desire to have me return, and you talked me into it. You know, I think it's great to see that kind of commitment to anything. I also think that it's amazing the power that this movie has had to just kind of bring people together and connect on the basic ideas that are behind the movie.
Bacon to Payson, that was the hashtag, Payson, Utah, Payson High School.
Very cool.
I hope he got things kicked off with a big old, let's dance!
There's got to be footage of it somewhere.
Billy Gardell was on Kelly and Mark's show. Billy Gardell said the lockdown made him realize he had to change his life. Here is the very svelte Billy Gardell.
When COVID hit, in the words of Richard Pryor, I went in the house.
And,
so because I had a lot of the dangerous, you know, like the, when they made that list of, you know, overweight,
sure,
type 2 diabetes, smoker, asthma, like I'm like, check, check, bingo. So
wake up call.
I said to my wife, I said, if they just find some medicine where this thing won't kill us, I'm going to change everything. And as soon as they did, I went and I went and got that bariatric surgery.
Sure.
And then I just follow a routine every day and I got free. I got free.
Billy Gardell, and by the way, Billy used to come in all the time on Comedy Days, and he says he thinks he might return to the stage.
I thought I kind of was done with stand-up. I started as a stand-up. It's the thing I respect most. It brought me to the dance, and I did it for 30 years, and I took 3 years off to get healthy, and then I went out to see some friends perform, and I've had some buddies who've been very, like, you got to get back up, or you got to, I was like, nah, I don't think so. But then you see one of your buddies killing and you get that twitch.
You're like, yeah, right.
Maybe I got to get back up there.
Billy Gardell.
Cool.
All right. From her podcast, Misspelling. Tori Spelling. This is like way too TMI, too much information. Tori Spelling shared how she resorted to extreme measures to prevent a mishap while she was stuck in traffic.
I had to pee really bad. I was stuck on the 101, which is like our craziest freeway here. And I was like, I'm not going to make it home. So I literally reached back in my Tori Poppins bag and I'm like, something, please God, something. And I went through and I'm like, aha, a diaper. And I literally put like on a diaper and in my pants in Bo's diaper.
Okay. How many times is she going to say literally?
Literally 5 times. John Lithgow on the Kelly Clarkson show loves to pull pranks, and he talks about a prank he pulled on his third Rock from the Sun co-stars. He told them a prince was coming to the set.
Joey's mother called the NBC press department and said, nobody told me about this. And their response was, nobody told us about this. And the word went out to Entertainment Tonight and everywhere that the prince was coming to our set. Everybody was in a rage. I considered it a huge success.
John Lithgow also talked about a prank that he and William Shatner played on the cast of Third Rock from the Sun. One more.
Bill Shatner came as a guest for a two-episode, hour-long special Third Rock. We'd already shot the first episode. And as I drove to the set on April 1st, I thought, oh, my God, I haven't planned anything. I called Bill, and I suggested that we spend the whole day bickering and sort of sniping at each other, like something is really bugging us. We made up a fake story that we were arguing about. And at about 3 p.m. at the big network run-through where we presented the show that we were going to do in front of a live audience, it exploded into this huge fight between Shatner and me. the works. This is not Star Trek. This is the third rock for this. I'm not going to go off to our dressing rooms. Bang. I'm not coming back until that man apologizes.
Man, they really went through with it.
Yeah.
You can imagine if you were in the audience that day thinking.
Or just one of the coworkers.
These guys hate each other. All right, Valerie Bertinelli, we had her on the show last week. She introduced her boyfriend on Instagram. His name is Mike Goodenough, as in good enough.
Huh. That's a Van Halen song.
Yeah. That's right. The former Food Network host shared a post featuring a photo of the couple, captioning it with lyrics from Taylor Swift's song, So High School. So congrats. Marcus, you got to love this one. The Wiggles released an album with EDM versions.
Oh boy.
Electronic dance music, versions of their songs. It's called the Wiggles Sound System, Rave of Innocence.
To the monkey, come on into the monkey.
Please tell me you don't listen to this still, now that your kids are grown.
I like picking out a good Wiggles song.
Okay, there it is. I knew it.
Oh my God.
I knew it.
Like to reflect on those golden years.
The Wiggles. Rave of Innocence.
It's gonna be a fruit salad treat.
Oh my God.
Fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy.
Why is this necessary?
I have no idea. I don't think it is necessary, but I think it's going to make them a lot of money.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
I just want to see those ravers dancing to those songs just like we did when my kids were dancing to them and we had all the goofy moves.
And last night was the night that on American Idol, Ryan Seacrest and Lionel Richie announced this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. The ceremony to honor the new class, October 19th in Cleveland. It'll stream live on Disney Plus on Hulu the next day. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy, who is already in as a member of Black Sabbath, but he's going in as a solo artist, and A Tribe Called Quest. Some of the nominees who were not chosen for this year's induction include Lenny Kravitz, Mariah Carey, and Oasis. And here's a little montage of the newest members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations to all the newest inductees. Again, the ceremony, October 19th, and that is your Hollywood update.